Are you sure?
I have my notes and my glasses.
Call to order the House Rules Committee. It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2011. Welcome, everybody. I see we have some of our regular fans here. We've got, I think, just a public hearing on one new bill. We're going to move one resolution, HCR 3, and then apparently unless the approvals arrive within the next few minutes, we're going to have to hold off on moving 3074 because we're waiting for, we're waiting on a couple things. We'll deal with that when we get to it. But why don't we begin? Representative Freeman will open a public hearing on House Bill 3446. Yes, please, Mr. Sambridge.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, House Bill 3446 prohibits former members of the Legislative Assembly from employment as public officials in state government for 1 year from the time their legislative service ends.
Welcome, Representative Freeman. Oh, he's putting on his extra smart glasses.
thank you, Co-Chair Hunt and Olson, and distinguished members of the wonderful Rules Committee. I did bring my glasses because my staff printed this in very normal small font, and I want to make sure and get it right. So I bring you today House Bill 3446. Some of you may remember this bill from the February session. During the February session, we called this bill House Bill 3638. And I'm going to be brief because all of you voted for it last time. So I'm not going to talk.
If you could shut that door, that'd be fabulous. Additional services provided by Legislative Council. No extra charge. I'm sorry, Representative Freeman. Please proceed.
Thank you.
We couldn't hear you.
That's probably better. So you all voted for this very bill word for word last time in the February session. And in an effort not to talk you out of voting for it again, I will be brief. This bill is simple. It merely takes away the impression that some legislators may or may not be influenced on how they do their job in this building by the possibility of getting an opportunity to work for the government. That's it. It doesn't do any more than that. I'm not saying anybody would ever do that. In an effort to make sure people outside of this building know the integrity and the hard work that we do here, bills like this sometimes become necessary. So that's what I have for you today. I would be happy to answer any questions. Each of you have already voted for this bill on the House floor at least once.
Questions for Representative Freeman? Seeing none, you are off easy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't think, Amy, has anyone signed up to testify on this? I don't believe they have, but she'll double check. Yes, they have. All right. Thank you. Invite forward Janice Thompson.
Yeah, the title of the bill is much worse than the bill.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Janice Thompson, Common Cause, Oregon. The testimony I would have is basically the same that I gave a couple of weeks ago on the earlier bill that was, you know, essentially the same and was discussed then as being the bill in the 2010 session. The only thing I would add is I did a little checking on what happened in Senate rules back in February of 2010, and the administrator of the Senate Rules Committee didn't just refer me to an archive. Okay. She sent me like the little MP3 with the. She made it really easy for me, which I really appreciated. So I was able to listen. It was Representative Hanna who presented the bill to Senate Rules, and there seemed to be two concerns that came up there. I'll leave it to you to decide whether or not those were the concerns that really created the situation where it died on that side, but just there was a general concern about scope and then a specific concern about a legislator who might be returning to a previously held position. You know, somebody who was an employee of a state agency, was on leave, as, you know, being a legislator, and was going back. The testimony presented on that point from Representative Hanna then seemed to indicate that, you know, that issue had been discussed and the bill seemed to, you know, deal with that situation. But I would just identify that that did come up and, you know, perhaps there's a little tweaking in this version of the bill to, you know, help minimize that chance down the line. But again, I am not going to pretend that I knew exactly what was going on with why it had the hearing on the Senate side and didn't go farther. But I just thought I would share that information.
That's good. Questions for Janice? Representative Berger.
Would you entertain a comment?
Always.
Okay.
At least
someone,
for you.
As someone who heard this in this committee last time, it is my thinking on this bill that that is not a valid argument. The issue here is twofold. One is perception of the public that you are, in essence, buying a job down here, and that any tweak in there would not mitigate that. The other issue is that you actually might be buying a job down here, and that too would not be mitigated. So I would not entertain such a thing. The public needs to know that we come down here and we do our job, and we are not A, searching for another job in state government, or B, taking care of our friends with the idea of getting a job and setting policy for someone else. I'm not accusing anyone of doing that. I'm not saying anyone has ever done that. But I would never like for the public to perceive that, and that was the substance of the same language around going from here to being a lobbyist, and I think that argument is just as valid in going into a state government job. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to put that on the record, Janice, for the second time on the same bill.
Do you have any comment on that, Janice?
Well, co-chairs, Representative Berger, I would definitely agree. This was just an informational item, and I think fundamentally this kind of legislation is about addressing a perception, but this is just a topic where perception is kind of reality in terms of how people view what happens or doesn't happen.
Additional questions? Representative Holby. If you turn the mic toward you, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and this probably is not our question for Janice, but maybe of my colleague over there on the other side, Representative Berger, in the last cycle in the Rules Committee. Did they just discuss, because I've heard talk about also a restriction on becoming a lobbyist within 1 year?
That is already current law.
That's already current law. So
yes, this is the companion bill to that. If there is a perception around us becoming lobbyists when we leave this building, and the argument for that, because I was in on it also, was this sense that we have created relationships by our service here that give us a better entree into policy than someone who might not have the relationships that have built up here. And if that is a valid argument for lobbying, it is an equally good argument for delaying someone. I am not accusing anyone of anything in this at all, but the public has a sense that we're all, you know, kind of taking care of ourselves or our future employment or whatever, and I think if it is legal and understandable that you can't do it for lobbying, why would it be different for getting a state agency job? That's my point.
And I think I'm correct. Both houses of the legislature in 2007 passed the revolving door bill related to the lobby. In 2010, only the House passed the earlier version of this bill and failed to pass in the Senate, which seems to be a recurring theme in this committee. But
thank you for refreshing my memory.
Any further questions for Janice? Okay. Thank you very much. Invite forward Representative Hanna. Welcome to the House Rules Committee.
Good afternoon, colleagues. Bruce Hanna, State Representative, House District 7. Appreciate you having me here today. Before I start, I want to comment on the historic nature of this committee and this room. I know some of you like and others don't. I just want to say that I think it looks quite good on all of you.
Mr. Chair, he didn't need to bring that up right now.
Is he laughing, Mr. Chair? Is he kind of smiling as he says that? Could there
be a... I think he's sucking up to Representative Olson. But
Representative, I was smiling. As I said. Only knowing some of the conversation that has happened. Forgive me that I was over in Ways and Means conversations and I missed your conversation, so if I repeat some of what you have already heard, it's because I wasn't here to change my testimony based on what you've already heard, but I do appreciate the opportunity to be here. I appreciate your consideration of House Bill 3446, an ethics reform bill that I believe will help Oregonians renew their confidence in the legislature. I first introduced this bill in February of the 2010 session, and I'm proud that the House, as I heard you discuss, passed it on a unanimous 60-0 vote. Unfortunately, as you've discussed, it did not make it through the Senate last year, and I also appreciate Representative Freeman reintroducing the bill so we could continue to have this dialogue. The bill 3446 is important so that Oregonians are assured that legislators are not using their positions to obtain higher-paying jobs in state government. In many cases, legislators have extraordinary power to shape public policy and control billions of dollars of taxpayer money. Whenever members leave their low-paying jobs as legislators for much higher-paying jobs in the executive branch, the members' personal, financial, and political motivations have been questioned. To eliminate any doubt on this issue, House Bill 3446 proposes establishing a relatively short waiting period on legislators before they can seek and obtain these salaried positions that are non-elected in the executive branch. Specifically, the bill prohibits a former member of the Legislative Assembly from receiving a salary for serving as a public official in state government during the period of time beginning on the date the person ceases being a member and ending on the date of adjournment, sine die, of the next regular legislative session. During the 2010 session, the original version of the bill was amended to include some important exceptions and clarifications. This bill is the version that you have before you, one written through a collaborative process with members of both sides of the aisle that got us to where we are. This bill is an extension of the law we passed in 2007 to require legislators to wait before they can become lobbyists. In fact, House Bill 3446 simply adds a new subsection to that statute. After all, now that we have temporarily banned legislators from seeking certain positions in the private sector, we may also want to consider temporarily banning them from seeking similar positions in the public sector. I don't believe it's appropriate for legislators to seek an agency job at the same time they have considerable influence over an agency's policy and budget. This waiting period would assure that legislators can't use their position to win lucrative state jobs, and it guarantees they wouldn't be able to leverage their power and insider connections to get what they want. Best of all, it forces legislators to compete with unemployed Oregonians or other qualified applicants for these state positions. The only way to completely eliminate conflicts of interest is to require a legislator to leave office and wait until the end of the next legislative session to take the agency job. I believe this would send a strong message that the legislature is about public service, not about using the office as a stepping stone to better personal opportunities. I respectfully request you pass House Bill 3446. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for Representative Hanna? Representative Weir.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Co-Speaker, you had, I'm baffled here. You had suggested that this bill passed last time and then went over to the Senate and died. Does that happen a lot to legislation in the House?
It can, and sometimes does.
Thank you.
We have a bill, Representative Hanna, that you might want to sign on to that would help fix that situation. I think it's been broadly endorsed by members of this committee.
I think I teed that up pretty
Representative well. Burr.
Mr. Co-Speaker, I'm reading this, and I heard you hesitate when you said the next session, the end of the next session, because as I recall, had we passed the two-session annual sessions? So what is the timeline?
Mr. Co-Chairs, Representative Berger, it is the end of the next legislative session. I believe we anticipated the difference between regular session and or emergency session, and if I understand correctly, the intent and the matching language, the end of a session is just that, the end of a session.
Member.
We're both reading this. A person who has been a member of the legislature may not, within 1 year of ceasing to be a member of the Legislative Assembly. So you could take a position. So you could say halfway through the session, resign your position, and then a year later be, if I'm reading this correctly. I think this was one of the things that we worked on.
Mr. Co-Chairs, Representative, I believe we got the legislative language correct to make the one-year waiting period work.
And I don't mean to hammer you on this because you just walked into this, but I'm reading it.
And Mr. Chair, I think one thing that could mean is that if the legislator resigned...
Pull your mic a little closer, please.
If the legislator resigned midterm after a February session, that legislator would then... be able to assume a job in state government the following February in the middle of the next year's session. So it's not till the, see what I'm saying? It's not.
Yeah, it's 1 year.
It's not the end of the next session necessarily. It's 1 year, whenever that year may fall.
From when they cease to be a legislator.
Yes,
Mr. Chair.
1 year from, pardon me.
Departure.
1 year from ceasing to be a member of the legislature. Right. Thank you. I now have the legislation in front of me.
I'm reading
it. Helps
it.
Me. So I think we have it right.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Any further questions? Okay. Thank you very much. You're welcome back anytime. Anyone else who would like to testify on House Bill 3446? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing on House Bill 3446. And so, Mr. Sembridge, what all are we waiting on House Bill 3074? Are we waiting on a couple of different things?
We have a Dash 2 amendment that we are waiting on fiscal on. The assumption was, I think, by the people who put together that Dash 2 amendment, that it would remove a fiscal impact. In order to remove a subsequent referral to the Ways and Means Committee, we need permission of the co-speakers. So that permission is pending the issuance of the fiscal impact statement on the Dash 2 amendment. So we're behind a couple of steps on the paperwork for House Bill 3074.
So, Mr. Co-Chair, are we okay carrying that item over till Monday?
I think so.
Okay. So we'll carry House Bill 3074 over till Monday. Hopefully we'll have both those steps completed by then. And at this point, open a work session on HCR 3.
Mr. Chairman, Stembridge. HCR 3 designates Drury soil as the official state soil.
This is the work session. I missed the hearing on this, but I would have had a lot to say.
Mr. Co-Chair.
I move HCR 3 to the floor with a... do-adopt recommendation.
Co-Chair Olson moves HCR 3 to the floor with a do-adopt recommendation. Discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I also missed the public hearing, but this is my third time through with this particular bill, so I'm pretty familiar with Drury soil. And I would like it on the record that I have Drury Hill in my district and that Drury soil is perfect for wine grapes and an important part of Oregon's economy. And therefore, I think it's perfectly appropriate that it be as our official state soil. Thank you.
So for the record, Representative Berger now has her take-home bill completed for the session. Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I didn't know what Drury soil was, and I must have missed the hearing, too.
I should check for more.
But I did look it up on the Internet, where the font of all wisdom resides, and realized that, well, the first thing I, the first comment I want to make is that Oregon has an extremely diverse geography. It, Oregon developed over over a long period of time. The oldest part of the state, of course, are the Blue Mountains in the far east. Much of our state is covered with basalt or other kinds of volcanic effluvia. Central Oregon is mostly ash on the surface, generated by large volcanoes from the Cascades, or things like the explosion of Mount Mazama that formed Crater Lake. The this particular set of soils doesn't cover a majority of the state by any stretch of the imagination, but it is the soil that covers the foothills around the Willamette Valley on both sides, the foothills of the Cascade Range and the foothills of the Coast Range. Most of it is uplift as a result of the movement of the Pacific Trench and the Pacific Plates. And Representative Berger is exactly correct. One of my favorite state agricultural products grows extremely well in Drury soil, and I'm very pleased to be able to support the resolution.
Representative Holby.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, and thank Representative Barnhart for the geology explanation. Certainly, if he would have been here at the hearing, he would have heard the expert geologist explain Drury soil and it not being a native soil to Oregon, that it actually came into Oregon transient through the winds and from the Missoula floods. I will give this bill a courtesy vote to move it out of committee, but reserve the right to vote against it on the floor. Thank you.
Further discussion. Let this be a record that we should all show up for committee, or at least if we don't show up, don't remind anyone that you haven't shown up for committee. Representative Barnhart,
thank you.
Really?
And I do appreciate Representative Holby's comment because it reminded me that I, in fact, was here. I did hear that testimony. I did go back to the Internet and review the information. And the information among the people who favor Drury soil as the state soil actually have a completely different interpretation of how that material got here. They see it as material that developed primarily from the natural rock of the area that was exposed on the surface because of the uplift of the Coast Range and the uplift of mountains or hills on the edge on the western edge of the Cascade Mountains. So there's obviously a disagreement about how the soil developed, but that isn't terribly surprising given that Oregon has a very diverse and very young geological history.
Mr. Chair, actually, Representative Freeman has his hand up.
Oh, my goodness.
Representative Freeman.
Okay. I was just going to thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to point out to the committee members that not everything on the Internet is true. Okay, just checking. Thank you.
I just want to say I'm glad our Republican colleagues and the viewing public now know what a Democratic caucus meeting is like.
Representative Weird.
I'm just going to invoke Rule 8 of the Code of the West. Vote soon.
We have a motion before us. Seeing no further discussion, Amy, please call the roll.
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Holby?
Aye.
Representative Winger?
Aye.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Olson?
Aye.
Co-Chair Hunt?
Aye.
HCR 3 is on its way to the House. We have two committee measures that are up for introduction. We may, colleagues, have a few more of these that are coming as the session goes on. These are available online, but Mr. Stembridge, if you would give us a summary of the two.
Mr. Chairman, these are not available online. They would be if they got introduced. I have copies for anybody who wants to look at them. This is the introduction, your chance to introduce them if you so wish. First one is
LC 3899, which has to do with the Hanford nuclear site. It urges Congress to provide stable and sufficient funding. It would be a joint memorial.
I'm sorry.
Stable
funding. Your voice dropped off right at the end. Stable funding for?
Provide stable and sufficient funding for cleanup effort at the Hanford nuclear site.
Thank you.
Representative Berger, do you want to make the motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, whenever I make committee bill motions, even though they might have been suggested by me, I always like to say first that the submission of a committee bill for consideration of the body does not imply the support, and I vote in submitting this as a committee bill does not imply a support or non-support for any of the measures submitted to the committee. With that, Mr. Chair, I move that legislative draft 3899, dated March 4th, 2011, be introduced as a committee measure.
Representative Burr moves that legislative draft 3899, dated March 4th, 2011, be introduced as a committee measure. Any discussion? Any objection? So approved. We have one additional bill, and actually, why don't you go ahead and...
Mr. Chairman, other legislative draft is LC 3974. It prohibits cities from imposing franchise fees or privilege taxes on certain districts for occupancy of public streets or roads.
Representative Burr.
Mr. Chair, with the same caveat as I just gave, I would move that legislative draft 3974, dated March 18th, 2011, be introduced as a committee measure.
Representative Berger moves that legislative draft 3974, dated March 18, 2011, be introduced as a committee measure. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And I would ask, I think it would probably be helpful, because we are going to have some more of these come in the future, if at least for members of the committee, we can just have copies of them at our desk.
We can do that. What I've done in the past is make them available. If anybody would like to have copies of these, I have copies of them right now.
Would it be helpful to just have them at your place? I think Representative Berger's caveat notwithstanding, I think it's helpful just so we have a sense of what's coming through.
We will be happy to do that.
Because in many cases, we will be the primary point of entry for new bills. They're not often controversial bills, but...
Are we just going to roll 3074 over?
Yeah, so 3074 will be on our agenda on Monday. You do have in front of you amendments that you want to take note of, especially the Dash 2 amendment, and we're just waiting on the final fiscal impact of that. There is a little delay in fiscal impacts. We've got the amendments... We've got the revenue impact statement. We're just waiting on the fiscal and then the approval to remove the subsequent referral to Ways and Means. So that'll be up on Monday. Representative Barnhart.
And it is the intention to move the Dash 2s.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing done. We're adjourned.